book of Deuteronomy and chapter 13. As I commented this morning, these are Moses' last words. At the end of this book, he'll climb up Mount Pisgah. He'll see the promised land and he will die. And the Lord will be the undertaker. And no one knows where Moses was buried. Incidentally, the Lord would have use of Moses' body a bit later on the Mount of Transfiguration. But that's just a thought for you. Perhaps you've heard this phrase, "Watch out, there's a thief about." Well, that's my title tonight. Watch out, there's a thief about. Now, the book of Deuteronomy is interesting, as I commented on various things this morning. But our Lord Jesus Christ referred to Deuteronomy about 20 times during his earthly ministry. In the New Testament, the book of Deuteronomy is referred to about 50 times. So the book of Deuteronomy is a very important book, and it has a message for today. And directly you take something into the New Testament, it is applied in a New Testament way, in a spiritual way, for the church of Jesus Christ. Now my text is actually chapter 12 and verse 32. Chapter 12 and verse 32. "What things soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto, nor diminish from it." Just for your interest, in chapter 4 of Deuteronomy, we have some similar words in verse 2. "You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." So Moses is saying to the people of God at that moment in time, God's word is sufficient for you as you go into the promised land. You don't need any additions and you don't need to take anything away from it. It is sufficient for you. And of course, Joshua is a lovely example of what it meant for the word of God to be sufficient for him. Joshua chapter 1, and he says this, chapter 1, verses 7 and 8, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest." Now notice this, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." So Joshua knew the importance of reading the Bible day and night. Because as we've learned in this chapter 13, if you know,